Alors, hop, petite affiche.
André Lanné unrolls a wad of campaign posters and takes one out. It's bright blue and yellow with Alliance Jaune, la révolte par le vote, revolt through voting, printed in big letters. There's no photo because their list has no leader. It's a citizens' campaign.
We don't want to be leaders. We just want to give Yellow Vest our voice. We want to federate around all revendication, around all kind of Yellow Vest.
Gonna go and
yep.
Stick up a poster?
Yeah, let's go.
34 metal billboards are positioned in front of a nearby school. Alliance Jaune is number 28.
Bonjour. Got his glue. Is this the first time you've put up a campaign poster, André Lanné?
Yes, it's the first time. The first time there is a project I believe really, really deeply. And maybe the last, but it will not be the least. We will not stop until we give to our country a real, real democracy and a real good way of ruling the country.
Lanné's involvement in the Gilets Jaunes movement goes back to the 17th of November last year, when people gathered at roundabouts up and down the country to protest over the introduction of a green tax on petrol and diesel. Many of them on low incomes in the provinces depend on their diesel vehicles, and the new tax was the final straw.
On the first roundabout, I bring my musical stuff and I put music all day long. Everybody was singing and dancing on the roundabout. It was a feast. It was a party. And now it's not a party anymore.
As the movement grew and moved into big cities, what began as a festive protest turned into a sometimes violent revolt. Public attention focused on the clashes between protesters, along with ultras from right and left, black bloc anarchists and the police.
Bonjour.
A teenage pupil stops to look at the poster. I'm not surprised that the Gilets Jaunes are involved in these elections, he says. But it's a shame. They have good ideas, but there's too much violence between them and the riot police, and it's not all coming from the riot police either.
The black blocs, it's just a nightmare for us. Well, they are stupid.
There have also been some yellow vests smashing things up.
It's a very big movement. Okay, maybe some yellow vests smash things. Maybe because there's 27 a week they fight, and 27 week the government tell us, go home, I don't want to hear you.
Lanné believes the Gilets Jaunes protests can now only be resolved through the ballot box, and these European elections are a stepping stone to building a more direct democracy. The Alliance Jaune manifesto proposes a series of taxes on big corporations, financial transactions, and a green tax on heavy fuel like kerosene. And they would use the money to
make our citizens happy, make our citizens able to live properly of their work, just food in their fridge. Even with €2,000 in France, you can't live properly. We are workers. We work 40, 45, 60 hours a week. So stop. We think we are slaves to the system. We don't want this anymore. We are free. We work. We have income. We want to live properly.
One of their key demands is a transfer of power from the president to the people via what they call the RIC, or Citizens' Initiative Referendum. MPs and MEPs would be called to account via referendum. They could be sacked, laws could be proposed, even repealed.
RIC is the only way to rule a real democracy. We are citizens. We want to decide the way our country is ruled. If one of our representatives don't make a good job, we ask him to justify why he didn't do what we want him to do. And after we are going to go to all European countries to speak with the yellow vest in the other country and make a real democratic group in Europe in 5 years. Put citizens in the center of the decisions and not politicians and not technocracy.
They would set up a network of EU satellite offices here in France, and whenever Alliance Jaune MEPs voted on something, the motion would also be put to their constituents back here. So MEPs would no longer be representatives with decision-making powers, but subject to constant scrutiny and approval by the people. The Gilets Jaunes movement is varied. Some are sovereignists, anti-Europe. Others refuse any involvement in organised politics. But the RIC is a common thread. Given that around two-thirds of French law is linked to the EU, André Lannay says yellow vest demands have to reach Brussels.
We need to be in Europe to have a better life in France. I think we don't want more Europe, we don't want less Europe, we want better Europe.
Laurent, tu as vu pour Dreux?
At Alliance Jaune HQ, he discusses getting that message out with another volunteer. Not easy when you're running a campaign on a shoestring, with volunteers and candidates dipping into their own pockets. Alliance Jaune is luckier than some other new lists. Francis Lalanne's notoriety has helped them secure an €800,000 bank loan, underwritten by a billionaire friend of his. If they get at least 3% of the vote, the state will reimburse their expenses. But the latest opinion polls suggest that Alliance Jaune could score as low as 1%. André's enthusiasm, however, remains intact.
We don't go to a fight thinking, OK, maybe we are not going to win. So for the moment, we win much more than 3%. Much more. Please, much more. Let's see the 26th of May.
At the very least, these elections will show just how much support there really is for the Gilets Jaunes and whether they're still a force to be reckoned with.